On Grinnell College Week, not everyone is for inclusivity. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ross Hentler, professor of sociology, looks at the fringe groups who want to turn back the clock.
Even as the U.S. seems to become more diverse, we are in the midst of an incredible backlash against women, people of color, and LGBTQ people, fueled by an array of misogynist movements, alt-right male supremacists, and incels. Incels, short for involuntary celibates, are a small, predominantly white, online community of heterosexual men who have not had sexual or romantic relationships with women for a long time. They blame women for their sexual troubles, vilifying them as shallow and ruthless, while simultaneously expressing jealousy and contempt for high-status, sexually successful men. Incels share their frustrations in online forums, revealing extremely misogynist views and in some cases advocating violence against women. Their grievances reflect the shame of their sexual failures, as for them, sexual success remains central to real manhood, a proving ground in which men feel entitled to women's bodies and pressured to prove their masculinity through sexual prowess. Incels and other misogynist men's movements form a backlash to a changing social landscape where economic anxieties, combined with gains by women, queer movements, and people of color, seem to threaten their rightful, dominant place in the world. For the past 60 years, marginalized communities have, at incredible cost, fought for and occasionally won greater recognition, representation, and rights. With Black Lives Matter and Me Too in momentum, men's rights and alt-right groups thrive, and some men resort to mass murder, often specifically targeting women who they feel have spurned their advances. While it might appear that these are only a collection of disturbed, fringe individuals, I see incels as part of a larger misogynist culture. The incel rebellion is little more than a retreat to classic forms of male domination.
That was Ross Hentler of Grinnell College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.